but I wanted him to, some of you to have a chance who didn't hear him earlier to have that opportunity now. He's a member of the duo Ergo Canto with Leslie Bryant, and as I mentioned earlier, they and Kenny Seltzer will be playing with me on Thursday. We'll be collaborating and also doing things separately that night. So please, a big welcome for Paul Beck.
Got it? Oh, okay. I didn't have it all the way in, sorry. There it is. Pull it back out again? Okay. Okay, this is a song that I actually have on my my solo album, which I didn't bring any copies. I got a couple of Ergo Canto CDs back there, but my solo I didn't bring. But if you like the song, you can talk to me. This is a song written by a gentleman named Eric Bogle. And I had to think about this song in 1985, when I was wandering around Sydney and around Circular Quay, which prominently appears in the song. And the interesting thing about the song in particular is that if you listen to the last verse, I heard that what was predicted in the last verse — this song was written in the 60s, I guess, or 70s, what was predicted in the last verse actually came to pass around the year 2000. So. When I was a young man, I carried my pack. I lived the free life of the rover. From the Murray's green basin to the dusty outback, I waltzed my Matilda all over. Then in 1915, my country said, "Son, it's time to stop rambling. There's work to be done." So they gave me a tin hat, they gave me a gun, and they sent me away to the war. And the band played Waltzing Matilda as the ships pulled away from the quay. But amid all the cheers, flag waving and tears, we sailed out for Gallipoli. Well, I remember that terrible day. Our blood stained the sand and the water of that hole into hell they called Suvla Bay. We were butchered like lambs at the slaughter. Johnny Turk, he was ready. He'd primed himself well. He rained us with bullets and he chased us with shells. And in 5 minutes flat, we were blown all to hell. Nearly blew us straight back to Australia. And the band played Waltzing Matilda as we stopped to bury our slain. We buried ours, and the Turks buried theirs. Then they started all over again. Those that were living just tried to survive that mad world of death, blood, and fire. And for 5 weary weeks, kept myself alive as the corpses around me grew higher. Then a big Turkish shell knocked me ass overhead. When I awoke in me hospital bed, I saw what it had done, wished I were dead. Never knew there were things worse than dying. No more I'll go waltzing Matilda all around the green bush far and near. For the hump-tending peg, a man needs two legs. No more waltzing Matilda for me. Thank you. They collected the wounded, the crippled, the maimed, and they shipped us straight back to Australia. The armless, the legless, the blind, the insane, those proud, crippled heroes of Suva. And when we pulled in to the circular quay, I looked down at the place where my legs used to be. Thank Christ, there was nobody waiting for me to mourn or to cry or to pity. And the band played Waltzing Matilda as they carried us down the gangway. But nobody cheered, they just stood there and stared. Then they turned all their faces away. And now every April I sit on my porch and I watch the parade pass before me. I will see my old comrades, how proudly they march, reliving past dreams of past glory. I see the old men marching tired, stiff and sore, weary old heroes from a forgotten war. And the young people ask, what are they marching for? And I ask myself the same question. And the band plays Waltzing Matilda, and the old men still answer the call. But year after year, their numbers grow fewer. Someday none will march there at all. March along the billabong. Oh, come a waltz in Matilda with me.
Thank you.
That was just beautiful, Paul. Thank you. Is he still?